Hello, hello. I hope we can be heard today.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry about last night.
It's okay. Makes sense.
I told my kids no more, touching the settings if they use my computer.
That you can't make
You
such
can try. You can try.
the price of grandchildren. Okay. Hello, Rafi. Thank you for yesterday giving share. I'm not sure if they the hotel disconnected me on purpose or just, I don't know what happened. The last 5 minutes, the internet died on me. So
I was thinking maybe I should continue, but I felt like that was not their heart.
the hotel, I asked Nachmi to check if there's internet. They said there's an open internet in the meeting room. So, but it could be that the open internet, they didn't appreciate someone talking. So I was Kleshe, one of the workers just turned off the internet. I was probably the only person there on the internet. So someone decided they want to get rid of me. I don't know. But all of a sudden, the internet died on me yesterday. So, all right, Baruch Hashem, we at least made it to most of the time. Okay. All right, so let's start. So we were in the middle of asking a very interesting question. So let's go back to that question. Leaving the different gears, that's a little bit, it was interesting, but it's a little technical. The more I say Kasha, that again, Tashman, Tachas Oitro, below Revis Okay, again, what does it say? That you can't, you want to open a Chanash or a Svayim, or you want to do a Revis Bakr? Below Revis Bakr means you're not allowed to make a Revis Bakr. Is that right?
It does talk about Achanus and Sevoim.
Right. Once you just looking just for the
I don't
right.
see. I don't see Refus Bucker here.
Oh,
Oh, below Refus Bucker. Okay.
Rashi says, "Dear Shani, Chanas for Revis Bakr." Right. In other words, you're not allowed to make a Chanas or a Revis Bakr, Tachas Oitzer Shachavero.
Rabbi, can I interrupt for a second? Chaim Gordon is not able to record. Is there anybody else who knows how to record?
Okay, I'll do it because
Rabbi's doing it? Okay.
I'll
Okay.
do it, yeah, because I did it last, already getting to do it. Hopefully,
Okay.
I don't know.
Understood. See,
I
Chaim.
hope it worked last time I did it, so we'll see. Hopefully, it'll do.
Okay,
What
sorry.
happened, Chaim?
He said his audio is not working, so I don't know if he can talk or.
Okay, all right. Maybe I can give him that better. No, I just unmuted you. Okay. Anyway, so again, so you want to make a chanas shel naftayim and svayim tachas. So below Rav is Bakr. Time of the ego oitzer. Oitzer of it. The Mara makes a diik, says tachas oitzer shel. So it's mashma that it's only if there's a Rav is Bakr. So the Gemara answers, so why only, according to Abaya, according to Rava, I'm sorry, you have to marchik even before the guy comes. So why do you have to wait till only when he has his only takas eitro? And for the Gemara, dirashayni. So Rashi says, konos for Rebbe's bakar. In other words, he wants to make a is where he keeps his storage. So in other words, it's two separate things. Either the smell messes it up, or the ashen. So the Gemara says, "Dir is shiny, chanes for Rebbe's bakar diras and shoav demheim, bein al vaser diraso alav, and again hazeh muchin." Okay. So the Gemara says, which we're finishing, Gemara taken the entire day. And why is the Rebbe's bakar called Das Asher Mutter? Take a nami, the deer is shiny. Okay. In other words, a deka nami is actually mashma like a rava. And everywhere else, even if you came first, you have to be marchik. But over here, if you came first, you have to be marchik. And the reason is because the deer is shiny. So we asked a question yesterday. Our question was, what is the svara of dira shiny? The way Rashi says the svara is the ein lano laser dirasolav and again a hezek muchen. In other words, since Rashi's learning dira shiny, I don't know if everyone learns that way, but Rashi learns dira shiny. I'm just looking to see if there's a Rabbeinu Gershom.
He doesn't give a svara. He just quotes the Gemara straight.
I'm just reading the Rabbeinu Gershom. The Alma lo samach, but they call daika ha heicha daika oisin samach. Hainu taima the dira shadam shiny, should sarach lo la adam lahasal sarach of the rasal. Shemhachi lo matzi ma'akev le ho ve ein lo shum oitzer akshav. Avo gabi bor visada the Alma. The kovat hashmishayu b'dira lo samach mishom the mazik lebekach the marfile ara the mamlechem evibor lo motzi the mevibor. And there's, I'm messing up your ground, you won't be able to make a bor. But here, this happens to be a very interesting Rabbeinu Gershom, but let's wait. So the question we had yesterday, and I want to read the Rabbeinu Gershom again, but the question we had yesterday, what kind of svara is dira shiny? The Rashi says, "Ve'ein lanu lasor diras olav enekena hezek mukhen." So we were bothered by the kasha. The Bishnama, if this is only a Dindarabanan, the whole Mishnah is Dindarabanans. So then I understand that you can say Rabbanan have to weigh the pros and the cons of every person. They're trying to work out. They made a takana for tikkun item to try and make everybody happy.
What's wrong with that pshat?
There's nothing wrong with that pshat. That would make perfect sense. And if it's a din derabanan, maybe the raisa, you're not a real masik. It's only a din derabanan. It's a din derabanan, they're buying for tikkun item. So they didn't make it takana. But we saw in the when we were learning the original sugya that there were people that said that this is mazik mamish, right? I think we saw that in the Nesivis, and we also saw that in the Bir Agra. In the
Rebbe, may I suggest something? Is it possible that you could be a mazik deraisa, but Chachamim won't necessarily make you stay apart?
Why
they'll
not?
Say, oh, listen, certain things we want to implement Shalom Al Yisrael, and certain things, it's not that shchiach. They'll take us to court.
But if you're a mazik, the chayra, I mean...
So let the guy take me to court. We don't have to implement our chaka.
To be mazik is not just a iser mominis, a chiyah mominis. To be mazik is an iser deraisa to be mazik somebody. So if it's a mazik, then you're being over an iser deraisa. So...
No, Chachamim left it up to the litigants.
Well, what do you mean? So
listen, you want to be a mazik? Then do it, then I'll take you to court.
No, but that sounds schwer. Like, how can there's an iser deraisa to be a mazik? It's not like if you want to be a mazik, it's not like a rishus. What if I have
no, of course not.
Who doesn't go to court?
But Chachamim cannot litigate every single instance. They can do the best things possible.
They can tell you it's an iser deraisa. So how can they write in the Mishnah that the din is that you're allowed to do this? I go to Achamim. I ask him, I want to go ahead and make a refes bakar. I want to make this type of chanas. So the Chachamim should say, listen, it's very nice that you asked the Shaila, very big tzaddik. You should know that that's a mazik. And a mazik is an issa deraisa to be a mazik. You're not allowed to do it. So what shot in the Gemara, that the Gemara says that deer is shiny. The Raja says.
Is the mazik here even before somebody comes? But what's the mazik?
Parshipshat in Rava is that your mazik, the way the Sam Sefer and the Ksai said, is that either your mazik, either the future, or we view the future as if it's here now already. So Rava Shita is that even though it's not here yet, it's as if it's here. Or you're mazik the future. It's like you're shooting arrow and you know that the guy's going to stick his head out. So l'chayra, whatever pshat, you know, there's push up shot. So if you say, again, if you say everything is derabbanan, this whole mission is derabbanan, okay, so there's no problem. But if you say it's deraisa, so we thought, but we were saying, yes, they had a chayra from here, it's a raya, that's drabbana, which is somewhat radical because we're under the impression, you know, they're not really from Naf Bikias, that it's a machlekes rishayim, whether our Mishnah is the raya drabbana. But we were under that impression. I'm pretty sure that the gra, right, the gra, the shayda here, whether we say suffix, when you have a suffix. So the gra brings that we say suffix the raya the chumra in these cases. Because they're an Issa Deraisa, right? That was the Gra. I think we did the Gra, I don't remember.
And what if you're a Grama?
The Grama, it also could be an Issa Deraisa. It's not necessarily Mutter. Grama is a Plur in Tashkent.
Father of a Lasser.
Yeah, but yeah, so.
If it's. Lasser what? Bidra Bonner.
It seems to be an Emachlaikas Rishinim. I think that's also in that Nesivis. But in the Gra in the beginning of the Simen, in...
Where's the Gra?
The Gra Tess. Was Ice...
Tess?
Yes, that was Tess. The Ice Tess is actually going on this Sin.
Tess or Tess?
Ice Tess.
Tess, okay.
Actually going on this halacha that you can't make a certain type of store and not a refes bakar. I'm just trying to find where the gra is. I'm sorry.
So according to that, what's pshat and beer is shiny?
Let me just see where this gra is going. The gra is B'chol Eda. Where is that gra on? B'chol Eda. Where is this gra? I'm just trying to find the gra inside the Shulchan Aruch.
End of Siv Gimel. Last line in Siv Gimel.
Oh, so it's not the simon. It's the next simon. Yes. Okay. Gita Baal Eda died to Chavis Asma Oitzer. In other words, the guy didn't make his otzer yet. So now the shayla is what's it in? In other words, it says if you were first, the rev is bucker is first, it's okay. If the otzer is first, it's not okay. So what happens if the Baal Aliyah was megada dasi wants to make an otzer, but he didn't actually get it all around to do it? So that's in a boy that ifshita in the Gemara. So the question is, what's the din? Right. So it's mamish going on our case. Right. The Shulchan Aruch on our case. As apparently the Gemara has in a boy, in our case, what? And as it says in the Mishnah, that if the Baal Oitzer came first, you have to be marchik. If you came first, you don't have to be marchik. What if it's like a suffix if he's here because he did achanis? So what do you do? So the mechaber paskins that the Baal Oitzer came in ma'akev. But if you did, it came in ma'akev. So says the Gra. Okay, that's the Shitas of Rambam. And the Rosh argues and says, you don't have to be ma'akev. And they're arguing the Rambam holds because it's Sabek de Raisa. Sabek Atar Menzikin Oser Oder Chumra. And the Rosh holds, even though it's a subject deraisa, but since it's me the mamina, seeing the kula. Okay. So he says clearly that everybody, the Gra says our case. The Gra on our case is very, mazel. The Gra is going on our case. And he says that everybody holds that if the Eitzer is there, it's an Issa deraisa. Shaila is whether we say subject deraisa the chumra or subject mamma in the kula. That's the machlekes, the Rambam and the Rush. But everybody agrees that we're working, discussing an Issa deraisa. So l'chayra, this is a very big l'chayra, that according to Rava, just like it's an Issa deraisa once the Eitzer is there, l'chayra it's an Issa deraisa before the Eitzer is there.
How do you know?
No, you're not a mazik yet.
I don't know. Maybe.
But why is it l'chayra? Why is it l'chayra? Maybe that's a din d'rabbanan, look at it like that.
Okay, maybe. But the parship shot, you know, l'chayra meant the pashtas. The pashtas is that Rava is saying that there's no difference between whether the guy's here or not. Rava says that, you know, because since the guy, we assume he's coming, because, you know, the future is like it's here. So it's just no difference. That was,
I mean, it's a very nice sword to say the future is here. But that's not a deraisa.
What?
It's very nice sword to say that it's as if the future is here. But that's not a real mazik.
I don't know. But
when it comes to chafira, when it comes to digging, so the neighbor's ground is here right now. And right now, by digging, he's weakening his ground, which means it's has less value because he can't dig a bar. But by our case, if the person doesn't have an otzer, so maybe nobody holds it to mazik deraisa.
The Gemara, because the Gemara asked the kasha on here, and Gemara brought a raya from here to the Gemara asked the kasha on here on Rava. Because the Gemara made a diak, time of the ika itzra leka itzra lo. According to you, the Gemara should have answered the kasha that here Rav is maida. Right, so you're the Gemara obviously doesn't hold the yersvara. I think the reason why the Gemara doesn't hold the yersvara is because the premise that you're weakening the ground, we didn't find, we said that svara on ourselves, but we didn't find anyone that says that.
The Yad Ramah does.
Okay, I don't know. But
the only one I saw that svara.
The Ksais and the Chassam Sefer, when they were explaining Rava Svara, they didn't say Rava Svara because you're weakening the ground.
Right.
Rava Svara because you're weakening the future boar. The only difference between them was one said that the future boar is here already, and one said when the boar comes, you'll be mazik it, but there's an issur now to do something, it'll be mazik in the future. But they all seem to say that for some reason, we did not know the answer why. That was one of the things we didn't know. that for some reason, the fact that you're making the ground not usable is not a din mazik. I think because it's ain't a nicker, I don't know. But the hezek is the future board. So then it's the same thing. So the hezek would be the future oitzer. Okay, anyway, so that was a kasha we asked yesterday. So yesterday we said that the chayra, from here you have a raya that's only a din derabanan, which is not, but the Rambam says it's a raya. Okay, so maybe like you're saying that if it's not here yet, okay, we'll have to split. Okay, I don't know. So I want to look at the Rabbeinu Gershom again, but I sent the Ramosha. So he talks about the question. So he says,
Is it Harara Gimel?
Harara Gimel, just starting from the Gam.
Well, the previous paragraph also has something interesting.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saving time.
He says that's Svara. Elamashu Mazik Mamish.
Okay, let me read the Gam. The Gam, okay, what is in
Valzei Shlomar, right in the middle of the paragraph.
Where are you reading?
Ramesha, right in the paragraph before the one you're pointing out. Right in the middle, it says, Valzei Shlomar Shalonechshav Mazik Elama Shu Mazik Mamish.
Yeah, then
he wants to say that you're not necessarily depreciating the karka yet. Because he could put the bore somewhere else. Okay.
Okay. So he wants to say probably there that it's like the gam ula yesh lomar. The kishem sheyesh behilcha shcheinim dinim alvarim. Shemidina hayamuter, for usru kimokein yesh lehefach. Varem shemidina hayamuter v'tiru, mishum shedina shcheinim, who kishehitnu v'nishtat v'adaita d'ochi. Shechein etiru she'atz v'shelo, kol zman she'en chavero dabra nizik. V'nicha v'zem ha'shekosef rashi v'tam dira shayni. B'daf yudches, the ain on the laser, the rasul of enigin hezek mukon, the medina mazik v'yashayin lechanik b'dira. That's what our question. Al hilchos shcheinim shayin lechanik shapir. Right. So he's goofa bothered by our kasha. That how can you be mechanic? Rashi says, Rashi's lashon that since it's b'dira, so it's not proper. Rashi's lashon is again. Ain lanu laser, and that was, I think, Sandy pointed out. Ain lanu laser, I mean, ain lanu laser. It's a din deraisa. They didn't say that. I'm tired, take it back. Sorry. So, ain lanu laser means it's master that word being master. So, we're saying, so he's saying, Ramosha is a guy and I'm foul that just like you understand it, what's the other side? The other side is really deraisa is mutter. And Rabbanah made it aser. Why did Rabbanah make it aser? So that Shechinim can live together. So just like Rabbanah can make something aser so Shechinim can live together, Rabbanah can make something mutter so that Shechinim can live together. That's a radical Ramesha, because it doesn't sound exactly the same.
Was that Hefker Bez and Hefker, he's saying?
He's saying, I don't know. It has,
doesn't it sound like he's saying that the two shutfin, or the when people buy a land, it's like, you know, Kadas Moshe v'Yisrael, that there has to be, you know, there's going to be certain laws people are going to have to go through like this, and so, and everybody wants it for the good of the MMA law. It's not, you know, that's it. That's everybody goes.
He's saying that they're a bun on.
No, I'm saying this is not Hefker Bezin. This is right. Far that they got to. Everyone knows that there are certain ordinances.
Wait, adaita the Rabbanu Mekadesh. That's as far.
Right.
So, all right. But, you know, one of the guys not adaita Rabbanu Mekadesh. It's not so passionate. But in other words, this is like, this is Ramosha's Chiddush. You know, You don't find this anyway. Now, we find the other way is much easier. The other way, shot is, Rabbanan make an iser. We find all over, Rabbanan make takanas. They take, in Kol HaTorah Kula, Rabbanan take something that's mutter and they make it aser. They make muksa, which is mutter, they make it aser. They make a shvus, you know, that really this is mutter. It's not a basar v'chadav, so chicken meat, if it's not really basar v'chadav, according to Zayas. So it's not really aser, and they made it aser. But here, they went the other way. They made something aser, and they made a mutter. So he seems to say, some svara, that because, like you said, that when they neighbors buy, they do a daita drabon. But that's a very, very radical chiddush.
Right? I don't understand the last line of Ramosha. He says, that wouldn't be shayach by mazik. It's only shayach by hilchos shchein. Right. But if he's explained, if he's in the tzad that it's deraisa,
in the deraisa of mazik, then the rabbanon cannot be matir because of dira, because that's oikir dam in atayra. So he's saying that pshat must be that this is not governed by the dina deraisa of mazik.
They're Michael.
The Gra said it isn't in deraisa mazik. Says it because it goes into the gedder of hilchos shchenim, like he said in the beginning. And the rabbanon are koveya the gidra the garim of hilchos shchenim. And you agree to the gedarim of hilchos shchenim. So therefore the issue goes off. That's what I'm saying. If it's just dina mazik. So how can you say dira shiny? Rabbanan can't be make on a din mazik because it's for the Rabbanan feel it's the right thing to do to be make on a din mazik. You can't be make on it is a deraisa. That's what I'm saying. A person has a right. You're not out to mazik someone even a penny, even if it's going to cost you $1 million. It's too bad. So, but he's saying that as dine shcheinim, the Rabbanan were matter.
But Rav Moshe is saying this even in the tzad, just a clarification, he's saying this even in the tzad that niske shcheinim is a deraisa.
Right.
But otherwise, this svar is very simple. Like we were saying, if it's derabanan, then it's relatively simple.
Right. He's saying, even if it's a real mazik, and it should be a this is a deraisa.
Isn't it actually a very poshita svar? Like if you buy...
What?
If you buy land somewhere... You're buying that echves. You know the electric company can come onto your field if there's a blackout and they have to get to a spot. They don't have to knock on your door. And everybody knows that that's not geneva. You're a daita. Doesn't that sound like a pasha desvar? Why is it only ulai?
It's a big chiddush. It sounds to me it don't sound like such a pasha desvar. The electric company is an electric company, but this is a big chiddush.
I'm saying if it was done by Bezdin, if Bezdin was in charge of the lands and they were in charge of the electric company, Rebbe would have a problem saying there's an emergency here. The guy's not home. Okay, so everybody will lose, you know, there'll be a blackout for 4 weeks.
Let me ask you a question. These halachas in the Shulchan Aruch, they're in Eretz Yisrael or anywhere in the world?
I suppose
anywhere in the world?
Yeah, no one says it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Does anyone say such a thing? Or anything?
No, why would that be better?
No, it just that the Rabbanan don't really.
That's what I'm saying.
One thing.
If Bezdin was in charge of all the ordinances, wouldn't it make sense that, you know, they sent a shliach, they have to get in now. They have to open your door to check. What do you mean? I don't let it. You're a mazik. Yeah, you're a gamin.
One thing, if you're talking in Eretz Yisrael, so Bezdin are in charge and they are koveya. But when you're talking in Chutz Yaretz, to say that Bezdin koveya the ordinances, you know, they
aren't there gemaras that have these kind of rules and say I'm an askeh hinchli Yeshua es haaretz?
Yeah, but those gemaras. As I say, but this is the chayra. These halachas are lav dafka in Eretz Yisrael.
Those Gemaras are on Mishnayis that also sound as universal as this Mishnah.
But I'm asking you, I'm looking in the Shura, are these halachas only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Yaretz?
That Gemara that says, I'm going to ask in Hinchil HaSaris, that is only in Eretz Yisrael.
You're the Baki, I'm not the Baki. You're quoting. But Achara would come out, And it's a little funny to say that the Rabbanan are koveya, the norms of the land in chutz yards. And to say that the Enoch and Ami, they don't, then you're going to come out, according to Rav Moshe, that in chutz yards, this would be usher. The Shukhara Paschian says, mutter, it's only in Eretz Yisrael, not in chutz yards. And I don't know, that would be very, very radical. So I don't know.
Moshe doesn't sound that way. He sounds like it was hisnu v'nishtatfu adayit adhachi.
Are you going to tell me halacha the ma'isa that in chutz yards, according that totally on Rav Moshe's suffix, it comes on afmin halacha. According to Rav Moshe's the first sign in Rav Moshe, that's before the Gam Ulai, was that really that midaraisa it's mutter, and it just Rabbana made the iser. So then in chutz yards it's mutter, because Rabbana never made an iser in chutz yards. But according to the second side, that midaraisa is usher, and Rabbana made the heter, so it's going to be a come out that it's usher and chutz yards. So you're
no, chutz yards to the mutter also, because the hisnu in shtatfu.
What?
Hisnu in shtatfu is a chayshe mishpah between a certain understanding, like Tzio was saying.
But that, I don't know if everybody, because they agreed to the laws of Bezdin, but I don't know.
Not Bezdin. They normal people, I think he's saying, want normal rules, right? And which I think, rather, Rebbe's case, if somebody went 1 inch and he spent $1 million on an architect, I could see that as being the same thing, because you're going to want that tomorrow.
I don't
mean normal people want to have yashrus. What's yashrus.
I don't think that's a halacha. Now you're going in and you're basking halacha. I don't think so. I think if a guy builds his house an inch in your property, you can demand. He goes ahead. I think it's Maisim B'chol Yom. I don't know Maisim B'chol Yom.
Right, forced to sell for a price, a high price.
And he goes and he, by accident, he goes and builds an inch into the other guy's property. And you can
probably force the guy to sell. You want a higher price? You want a higher price, we'll buy the inch. You think that's the ma'isa, the halacha, the guy has to take a $5 million loss because of a $15 inch?
Yeah.
100%.
There's no concept of forcing the guy to sell?
Me this time? Maybe it's confident on me this time. I don't know. But
okay, whatever it is.
Guy,
I'm just saying.
But well, I don't know. If the guy
these are normal to, people. You want to live in a...
You know, confident on me this time. I don't know.
But I think it comes down to the same logic that people want to live al das, that things are going to go with the yashrus. And who decides yashrus? Bezdin.
Okay.
But tomorrow, you're going to come with your problem. Okay. And you didn't realize that you did this.
The Meisha only says, Ula yesh leimar. He's not too kind.
It seems there's a Rebaruch Ber. And there's a Mishnah Sirbaran that seem to say even weiter. They're going, I just saw this in the footnote on the Nesivos, and they say weiter. They say that since it's Bershus, so it's not called a Mazik Mamish.
Hey, that's something
else. In other words, they're going on the Nesivos, and they say, Kol Echad Osa Bershuso Bli Kavana Lahazik V'gam L'inyan Isser Eino Chayav L'Izoyer. And then he goes through, even according to the Rambam, okay, apparently there's a Baruch Ber and
a Mishnah Sirbaran. Okay, I don't know if that's right with the Gra, without the Gra, I don't know. They're not talking, they're not over here, are they?
No, but they're on that Nesivos that Rebbe quoted.
Yeah, I didn't quote the Nesivos. Let me look at this, I hear.
Rebbe, just before we leave Rav Moshe, just one last thing. So, why, if Rav Moshe hears this svar, so, and so he's going to tzad this kishkenim's deraisis, then why wouldn't he say it by mazik mamash? I'm not getting that. What's the chiluk?
Kufa means that he would say it by mazik mamash, but this din makes that mazik mamash is not mazik mamash. When he means mazik mamash, he means mazik mamash without this svara. This sort of makes it not a mazik mamish because you agreed. So I'm not a mazik anymore. When he says mazik mamish, he means when you don't have this svara. If Louis Zoritz mazik mamish means that the guy never agreed, there's no adaita to hachi, so then it's a deraisa de gamazik. So then he's saying, not like Svi, If it's mazik mamish, even though it's for the sake of dira, you can't do it. But since he has his svara, so his svara makes that it's not a mazik mamish.
And that svara is limited to a scenario of shchenim, because that's when you have the svara of his hitnu v'shtatfut.
Right, but what his svara does is it creates that it's not a mazik mamish.
Okay.
Anyway, let's look at Rabbeinu Gershon. The question is, can we have two pasuk pshatim on the floor. We really have three pasuk pshatim. One pshat is, the simple pshat is that nothing in this parak is deraisa, because everything is nischei shchenim. The second pasuk pshat was that if the eitz are there, then it could be deraisa. But when Rava was machmer, even when the thing's not there yet, when Rava was meisif on Abaya, Rava's hosaf is only drabbanim. Right? That's what I think someone Svi was maybe trying to say before, that it's not, Rava is not all one din. Rava holds that when Rava says that we're worried about the future, it's only me drabbanim. That was pshat number two. And pshat number three is we have Ramesha. That really it could be as a din deraisa in theory, but the Rabbanan are able to take it off because of this lumdus that was your das. Okay, well, let's see Rabbeinu Gershon. I didn't read it in advance, but the question that I have Rabbeinu Gershon is just that he's talking a lot, just a lot of talking, and it sounds like he must be saying something. So let's read it. He says, "Hello, it's time. Time of my lo yiftach. The ego eitzer they call the mekar. Shemalchi and the yochol of pali said avsido. Hello, ave eitzer mekar. This thing where is kasha, and a chonis called the bereisha. The hashik go pali kai chonis shenachtom. I've got the yochol member a high bow hametzer." Moker I Ovid Hockey Lael Shelly Umasakali. The guy said, tomorrow you're gonna be magically given the Dino Midkar and say, go of it, Samus. Since it's not here yet, it's mutter. Hokin Ami, Samus the Mater. Because the Rava. So it's Kasha the Rava. Amanaka Rava. The Oina Baalma Lo Samus. Normally, I say you can't be Simon. Oh, they go die. You made a diik, but it's only because it's an oitzer. High new time. Did the Rosso show Adam shiny? Should circle the Adam lasso circle be the Rosso? So, if you were saying like Rashi, you should have said. Because we write that Rashi said, "Ain lanu lasser di rasa alav." Period. Well, but he doesn't say that. He says, "Ain shesarchla laadam lasso sarcha b'di rasa." Mishemachi lo motzi ma'akev leg. Therefore, you can't be ma'akev. Why? Hell of ain lo shum aitzer aksho. Since you don't have an eitzer yet. Right? So that line, ho ve'elo shum eitzer, that's not the right word. Right, that line, it's not ho ve'elo
shum eitzer. No, he's not a mazik.
He's saying like Rashi, that since there's a hechruch, so he can't aser. But what it's not hold ain't no shum eitzer. The according to Rava, we would normally would aser an eitzer, except since and as they didn't aser when there's no eitzer. It's not hold of ain't no. It's when should they shiny other should sarach adam laser sarach their custom shalachi lo asri rabbanan b'migresh ain't no shum eitzer. But it's not
achshav.
Right, but it's not hoel ve'eno. It's not because not because, it's not the reason. It's not ho of Eino Shemaitzer. Forget the fact that Eino Shemaitzer is irrelevant because Rava ho, that doesn't make for a difference.
What I mean, if he had an Oitzer now, Rava would never have allowed it.
I understand, but Rava normally, by a regular case, if you learn like the simple pshat in Rashi, or you learn like Rav Moshe pshat, there's absolutely no difference whether the Oitzer is here yet or not there yet. Because we without the Rabbanon's takana, so to speak, it would have been Oitzer even without the Oitzer here. And the word is Rabbanon made it mutter.
I'm just trying to say,
it's not, if I say it's mutter, you don't say it's mutter hoel the eino shum oitzer. Hoel means that's why it's mutter. That's not why it's mutter. Reason to make a mutter. That's a reason why the Rabbana weren't so motivated. But the reason why it's mutter is because Dirashaini.
Yeah, but that's right. Where he's not really focusing on the middle of the sentence. The beginning
the first
of the
thing
sentence
he says is tzarech.
Was Hainu Tai Kohel. You got, I'm saying the same thing as you.
Go ahead.
The beginning of the sentence was Hainu Taima to the Rosh Adam Shani. He has to bavaran for you. If there had already been an Oitzar, then that overriding exception would not apply.
Keep on reading. I mean, lo matzi ma'akeve, because they're abonim. Hoel,
and if instead of the word hoel it said kolzman, would be better.
Yes, it would been perfect.
So call it hoel, and call hoel means kolzman in this kind.
Oh, hoel does not mean kolzman. Hoel means because. It's not a because.
Well, there are two factors.
The fact is that because I asked a kasha. Why can't he be ma'akev? He should be in ma'akev. Teretz is dear and shiny, but it's not. Let me keep on. It's just not hitting the nail on the head. Avogabi bor v'sada the alma. I'm not sure if that's maybe maybe bor. The lo kava tashmishayo kedira lo samech mishum the mazik le bekach the marpe le ara. So the problem is, why in the world does the Rabbeinu Gershom need to repeat over pshat and bor? We always know pshat and bor. That's Rava. Rava is
He says it. Doesn't that sound a lot like what we were saying? No one says like what we.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying the question. And then we'll have to think about your answer. In other words, Pashup Shad, he's just explaining Pashup Shad and Bor. Now, if he's switching, then we have to know why he switches. But Pashup Shad, he's just saying over the same way he learned Bor all the time in Rava. So why in the world does, if you learn like Rav Moshe, or like, you know, there's no reason to rehash what Shad and Bor, right? If you learn like Rav Moshe, that we know Pshat and Rava. Rava, we understand Pshat and Rava. Finish. Now you add a kasha. According to Rava, by Oitzer, it should be Oitzer, even before the guy comes. Teretz is, because Dir is shiny, so we have a special motivation. So we had to make a takana that it's Mutter. So there's no reason to rediscuss Bor. Right? It's totally extra. It's being a Yenta. No one ever had a problem.
First, the kvias of the tashmish. Separated the kvias of the tashmish, though.
But he does. All he has to say. But let me read this again. But he doesn't have to say because you're mazik the ground.
No. What I'm saying, but the first part is okay. I mean, he wants to
it's not a dira. Okay. Avo gavi bor v'sada da alma v'lo kovet tashmishayo kedira. Okay. Lo samach. They should have stopped there. But then he says, "Mishum the mazik le bekach the marpe le laara, the mimlech the mevid bor, the mosin the mevid bor." That's Pashup Shad and Rava. He always knew that.
Yeah, but in a way, I think it's even worse because now that he's saying that, then what's the contrast in the Aliyah? It sounds like he's saying over here he's a mazik right now, but in the Aliyah he's not a mazik right now. So it has nothing to do with the dira.
Right, so that is what, you know, Rafi was trying to say. We have to figure this out. In other words, the question is, We're trying to figure this out as we go. The question is, why does Rabbeinu Gershon have to discuss the pshat and bor that the marfilei la'ara? And what does he have to discuss marfilei la'ara? That if he namlech lemevid bor, no mosi lemevid bor. I mean, that's rava. So Ravi was suggesting that he's changing pshat in rava. That till now we learn pshat in rava the conventional way, that you're being mazik the future bor, and now he's saying the marfilei la'ara. You're not being mazik the future bor. You're mazik the present land. That I can't make a lomotzi the mevet bor. I can't make a bor. I can't make a bor here. You're ruining the ground.
What's his tzarich to make a new bor, a new pshatim bor?
I don't know.
It into a mazik deraisa.
I don't know why he's doing this.
A future bor is only drabanan.
But why does he need that for?
That's what he's saying, because over here you're not a mazik klal, he says. By chadus.
What does he need it for? Whatever pshat, again, whatever pshat was good in Rava before, he should stick with.
Once he's mechali.
In other words, the question is like this. Let's get the question. Why does he keep the talk about pshat in Rava? If he's been mechayish a new pshat in Rava, so then what for? Why does he need a new pshat in Rava? The Gemara is just answering that there's a positive svara of Dira Shiny.
And he says it's not true by bar. He should be finished. He says there's no tashmish.
Right.
By bar. I'm saying right. He said the first part. He already, once you split it off in structure, like what more needs to be explained?
Right. I hear. So Sandy was saying that he's learning the answer completely different. I'm talking out loud while I'm thinking. So I'm not really committing Sandy to this. But I think that's what Sandy was saying, is that he's saying that you misunderstood pshat and Rava. Rava, you thought pshat and Rava was that I'm asking the future bor. No. Pshat and Rava is I'm asking the ground now. Vimeda in Achinami, that doesn't apply to the Eitzer. There's nothing to be masik now. But then why does he have to say Dira Shiny? If that doesn't fit. And why would he have to say Dira Shiny? They should just say that there's nothing to be mazik now, right?
We become a Durabana. In other words, on the future, he could understand that's a Durabana. Chachamim might want to impose Hilchashkenim. But since Dira Shiny is such an important Svara, we say you're not a mazik, and we're not going to impose it.
But what does he need to do that for then? So then again, then you're back to the question. So why did he have to switch bor to say you're mazik the ground? You can say bor, you don't have deer is shiny.
Deer is shiny cannot undo a deraisa.
But good. So why does he have to make bor into a deraisa? So keep bor also a drabanan. All right, in other words, if his starting point, question is, what did he think in his havamina? What was he thinking? Okay, I don't know. I have to think about this. This is a difficult point. Now, it sounds like I like to think about this. I think we're onto something, but I just don't know what it is. In other words, we have a kasha. Ramesha Gufa asked the kasha that the Gemara's answer, Dira Shiny, doesn't make sense if we're talking about a real mazik. So the simple answer is that it's not a deraisa mazik. How do you make it not a deraisa mazik? either because it's never a deraisa mazik, or what Ramesh is for, because there's an agreement when they buy the property, so they're meichel to each other, whatever, so it gets rid of the din deraisa, and therefore, since it's not deraisa, so the agreement is that if you need it, okay, I'm meichel each other for what you need in your dira. So then all we needed to say is that over here, it's dira shiny. And by the boar, it's not dira, which is first
isn't
line.
Isn't it worse? Isn't it worse?
Boar, lo, the low cover, I didn't just finish the question. The cover, that's Mishayo. Finish. End the story. It should have ended the piece by our guy boar, the low cover, Mishayo, Kedira, low summer.
Is it much worse, Rebbe? Because it sounds like the mashmos is that if by boar and sada there was cover, Tash Mishayo, then even though it's deraisa, it would work, right? He's splitting off. He's saying by bar does not have the svar of kavatash mishayu, right? Clearly mashma, right? That if it would, then he wouldn't be able to say that. And then even by when it's marpala are, it would be mutter.
But that's really the same question, is that he sounds like there are two different answers he's using. First, he's saying that deer is shiny. See, I suspect that he's not holding Dira Shani like Ramosha. That's he's not learning Dira Shani. I don't know what he's learned Dira Shani.
No, but it's Mashma that Bar, he's learning that it is Dai Raisa, right?
Right.
So then he's saying, but it happens to be that there's no Kavatash Mishayu.
No, but it's
but if there was Kavatash Mishayu, then a bar he would say is Mutaroso.
Okay, so that's really the question. Why do we need two things? That was the Hoel. Hoel was that there's also just two points.
And not more than what do you need? It's much worse. It sounds like he's saying a halacha. That's not it, okay. No. How could he be saying that?
I think that's the same question.
No, but that's mashma like Reb Moshe. The only way to get out of that is Reb Moshe. Fakert.
Okay.
Because Reb Moshe is going on a Dairaisa, and Reb Moshe would be able to say that if it would be Kavatash Mishayu, then you could play the same Shechinim story.
Okay, but the Maisa, we have this problem. Let me start with, I think my problem is more based. Have the Dan Rabbeinu Gershom, how we learned the Gemara's answer. You only need to make one split to answer the question. The Gemara says, Deer is shining. And he said that the answer, Sharach Ladanat Rachavati Rosso. But by Bor Lo Kovat Hashmi Shayu. Finish. End of answer. But then he keeps on talking. So why does he keep on talking? What does he need this for? That Misham Demazik Le Badamar Pinela Ara. Imam Lech Lemebe Bor. The Marpileta Ara, the Mamlech the Mevid Boar, the Motzi the Mevid Boar. The guy Boar started to get into the low cover the Shmishayu. So then, okay, so I'm just thinking, maybe this is what you're saying, Svi. In other words, maybe we'll say the Pshat is like this, is complete opposite of way we thought we're gonna read him. I don't know, the opposite of Rafi. I don't know that we say like this. The answer of Dira Shiny only makes sense as Mr. Abad. So in his Havamina, he thought it's a deraisa. If it's a deraisa, so you can't say Dira Shiny. So first he has to make this chiddik. So he needs to, in order to say his answer, he needs to make two points. He needs to say that it's the whole issur here is only an issur drabbanan. And then there's a svara lechadish in whether it's a dirah or not dirah. So first he says, listen, that this is dirah shiny. Now, she ain't getting by boar, it's not a dirah. Ah, you're going to be bothered. But if this is the raisa, so who cares whether it's a if it's a dirah shiny or not? There it is, we're not an issa deraisa. Why not? Mishum. Because the whole iser is the lomotzi the mevet bor. That's somehow or another telling you that's an iser drabanan. And that and therefore there's a reason why dira shiny would make for a difference. Okay, it doesn't sound too good. Structurally, it would work out. In other words, he goes in and said this svara of Tashmish, and he was bothered. I but a deraisa that doesn't help. There it is, because this is only drabanan, because this svara of lo motzi the mevet bor is only a drabanan dika svara, because there's no bor yet. It's only that a lo motzi the mevet bor. It's not that I'm really being mazik now. I'm just no mutzi the mevet bor. It's not a real mazik. So therefore, drabanan svara dira shiny helps. Okay.
Why do you need to say that by bor? By bor, there is no dira shiny svara.
No, because the Gemara compared the two, and the Gemara only made a chiddik because here's dira shiny and here not. Says mashma, like she said that if bor had dira shiny, it also would be mutter. So we have to explain. That because even by boar everywhere, we're only talking about Nisid Rabban. Now, there's the fact that the Gemara is using a lumdus of Dira Shiny, and it's saying by boar it doesn't work because boar is not Dira Shiny. That means that it's only Nisid Rabban. So he after he finishes explaining the difference of Dira Shiny, he goes out of his way to explain it's only Rabban. But as Rafi said, I would agree with Rafi that it's very misleading because if anything, when you read his words, it sounds like he's turning into a deraisa. He says you're being mazik the ground. And now we're saying that his gufa means to say that it's only a derabana. But I don't know.
And he's not telling you why it's mutter. He's telling you why it would be awesome.
No, he's saying that the iser is only an iser derabana. And therefore you understand that's why derabana can be made because dira shiny.
But yeah. By bor, it's not mutter, it's also.
I understand, but that's why if lu yisur would be a dira, we can be meiko.
So he's not telling you why it's also, he's telling you why it would be mutter.
He's telling you why when dira shiny makes a mutter, the Gemara says that dira shiny makes a mutter. Why does dira shiny make a mutter? So Tara says, because only needs to draw bond on. So he has to speak out that there's two things he has to explain. One is that what the svara dira shiny. And why that svara of dira shiny doesn't apply by boar. And two, why everything is only drabanan.
Yeah. So at the end of the piece, he already said why boar is usur, right?
Right.
So the last three lines, he's telling you why in theory.
Why in lumdus, the problem is an issur drabanan and not issur deraisa. But I agree, it's not very good.
That's funny, actually, but his lashon sounds like he's trying to be machmir in boar than what we thought before.
The way I'm reading it, he'd be more meiko with boar.
Is it possible, which is not going to answer all the problems, that maybe he's saying that there's a chiluk between dira and a boar, that boar is the raisa, but dira is not the raisa because you're not doing the damage yet.
So then why do we need two answers? So just say dira shiny means because you're not doing the hesed yet. How does that fit into dira shiny?
That I agree. That it's not going to answer that.
That problem. He says, that's going on the way that you need it, not that the hezek. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. It's something interesting. Okay, I'm gonna end. I don't know. Got room to thought. So what the Maisa, just to summarize, without the Rabbeinu Gershom, the Gemara is relatively not simple, but we have a pshat. That the Gemara only makes sense, I think, if it's a drabanan. The question is, how do you get a drabanan? So we have three ways it can become a drabanan. Either bichlau, it's everything's only drabanan. it's even if the second possibility is that when the boar is here, it's deraisa, but when the boar is not here, it's a drabanan. And the third possibility is Ramosha, that bang when the boar is here, bang when the boar is not here, in theory, it should be a hezek deraisa. But the Rabbanan went ahead and did something to take off the issa deraisa. So that's
the middle shot fit with the grow. I'm just asking.
I don't know if it fits with the grow. Not too well. The first or the second don't seem to fit too well with the grow. No. And but we suspect, we don't really know, that Rabbeinu Gershon, because he's talking so much, and because he's redefining shot in the iser of boar, which the chayre is not necessary, because Pashup Shat, the Gemara is only be Mechadesh, that since it's a Drabanan, so the Mechadesh, a heter called Dira Shiny. The Hamina never knew there was this heter of Dira Shiny. And we're Mechadesh, a heter of Dira Shiny.
And the Rebbe said over a Moshe, a little
boar,
funny.
The boar is not a Dira.
So the Rebbe said over a Moshe, a little funny, that the Rabbanan did something. I would have said it differently, I guess. That it's a Metzias. I died to Shechinim live with okay, certain...
The Ramosha is lost.
No, but it's not a Hefker Bezdin. There's no activation okay, of the Rabbanan.
Okay. We're arguing over...
No, I think that's a big difference.
Ramosha's language is... Shame she ate, but shame and dina, but then she dina your mother for Osro. For she dina your Osir, the hitiro. Hitiro, Misham Shadina Shame, who could hit no vision. Okay, fine. I don't know, hitiro sounds to me like, the Rabbanan had to get involved. It's not like in order, the Rabbanan, like the people said, like I said, that the Rabbanan write the Hilchot Shechinim. It's not that each person on his own thinks of these things. I don't know. I don't know. Everybody.
No, not that they think of it. But everybody wants a normal system that's like a certain, psychology.
So the Rabbanan had to write a normal system.
But they didn't have to create
That's what I'm saying. The Rabbanan did something which resulted with whatever the end result is became mutter. The Rabbanan had to get involved to do something. They had to write the rules. They write the okay. I wasn't arguing with you. I think we're agreeing. Okay. Anyway, but the question is Rabbeinu Gershon is the reason why he's being marich? Is he? There's definitely a lot of arichas here in this Rabbeinu Gershon, and he's saying things that are not necessary to be said. Rabbeinu Gershon is before Rashi. I think so. No. So the pashas, he's a very pretty medayik in his lashon. To say over that he's just yenting is probably pretty daichik. So even on we wouldn't know why is he repeating over what was known already. So it seems that for some reason there's a necessity to change pshat in boar in rava. Okay, so they will think about it. If someone has a pshat, or they see anyone. I doubt if anyone's going to talk about this because this is a dig in Rabbeinu Gershom you don't usually find in this farm. But okay. All right, Shikayach, everybody. Yeah. Okay, good night.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good night.
Thank you, Rabbi.